Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CSFL Hub podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kyle. Today will be our final game review of the season. We will be reviewing the CSFL championship game that took place the other day at Mansfield University between Army and Navy. Navy took the close win 9-7. This game was a pleasure to watch. I drove up there to see it in person. Great weather, great atmosphere, just a great day for a championship game of football. Like I said, Navy took the win 9-7. My players of the game go to three different young student athletes. They are senior defensive back Adam Weisenfeld, senior linebacker Mike Garnett, and senior running back Matthew McGee. All three of these athletes had crucial plays, multiple plays that helped turn the game in Navy's favor. Senior defensive back Adam Weisenfeld, he had 11 tackles, 2 interceptions, 3 passes broken up. Linebacker Mike Garnett had 8 tackles and half a tackle for loss with 1 forced fumble and 2 fumble recoveries. And Matthew McGee finished the day with 129 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. So let's dive right into it. Like I said, this game was definitely one of the best games of the season. It was a defensive battle from start to finish. Like I said, Navy just made a few more plays that ultimately turned the game in their favor. Star-studded affair in terms of talent at individual positions and the type of skills that they were bringing to the table, to put their team in positions to win games. Like I said, both sides of the ball had a lot of guys who are going to be, you know, first team, second team, you know, all conference guys from the league as well as the hub. For Navy, on offense, just like all season long, it starts and stops with senior running back Matthew McGee. Army did a good job bottling him up for the most of the game, essentially. You know, he had a couple until his long run to help turn the game. He really was bottled up, only maybe had 3 or 4 runs of 5 and 6, but he was consistently just getting 2, 3, 1, lost 3, 4. Then he really broke one late in the game. One of their favorite plays where they pull backside guard as have him as a lead blocker. And McGee just made some moves, made some guys miss, ran hard, broke a couple tackles, and he just took it to the crib about like 40 yards out. That really helped turn the game for them. And when they were down at that point, I believe. They were down 3-7. Army had put a rushing touchdown on the board, and this big run by McGee, gave Navy the lead, and ultimately they held on to win the game. But, you know, testament to the type of talent that McGee is, as well as the offensive line, of course. But he's been the catalyst for the offense all season in this game. What a better game to, you know, end your career on. And couldn't have asked for a better run to end the game on and your career on as well. And like I said, that run late in the fourth sealed the game for Navy, so proved to be the difference maker in the score. On the defensive side of the ball, not to be outdone, like I said, Adam Weisenfels and Mike Garnett made multiple plays that helped them put the game away. Mike Garnett, I had the pleasure of talking to all three of these young athletes after the game, but I told Mike, and you really see on the tape throughout the season, he plays just like a missile, always around the ball, always affecting the offense. Behind the line of scrimmage in the passing game and the run game, just constantly near the ball, really good vision, really good at block shedding and avoiding blocks, you know, most of the time. His foot speed is very, very elite. So sometimes he gets to the point of contact and he'll just dip and rip around a guy, run right around the blocker, take himself right to the ball carrier. And like I said, his 2 fumble recoveries were crucial. And, you know, sometimes fumble recoveries just happen where the ball just pops out and the person closest to it grabs it. But whenever he gets a fumble recovery, it's like he's right there reading the play and something happens and then he's the one to recover the ball. But they say, you know, when you do your job, good things happen. So he's constantly in the right position to make the play. And then, ball carrier fumbles the ball, boom, he's right there. Where if he didn't fumble the ball, he'd have been there to help contribute to the tackle. So it's just a testament to the type of backer that he is as a Mike. Just constantly near the ball, constantly making smart plays, constantly puts himself in position to make the best plays. So that's just a testament to the type of football player that he was, you know, for his senior season in his championship game. And then not to be outdone, Adam Weisenfeld, another guy who had a fantastic game. And really had an opportunity to redeem himself. At some point, I believe after halftime, he got the punt return and he fumbled. And I know, you know, he was definitely probably feeling that one. I've been in that position where you're trying to make a play for your team and maybe you do a little too much. And to that point, he already had an interception and maybe one PBU. But after he fumbled, he really went crazy. Got a second interception of the afternoon. And then in that whole second half, he was the number one defender on Army's best receiver, junior wide receiver Donovan Mannion, who they primarily play out of the slot. So on a lot of his vertical routes, he was matched up one-on-one with Adam Weisenfels. And that was probably the most entertaining matchup of the day. Made a couple acrobatic plays on the ball that could have been interceptions. It just the way he hit the ground, he couldn't haul him in, but made multiple plays on the ball that just had me like, wow. I remember sitting next to somebody, what had to be somebody's grandmother, and the one play, I think both of the plays he made were towards the end zone. They would have been touchdowns. Like, jumped over Mannion, made a play on the ball, ultimately got the PBU, and I was like, oh, shit. And someone's grandmother looked at me crazy. So whoever his grandmother that was, I sincerely apologize for the foul language, but that was an amazing play. I just had to get that out. But it was just a testament to the ability that he has and he's had throughout his career. Again, some of these seniors, well, most of these seniors are the last crop of guys that I would have played with or shared the field with. So Weisenfels was a freshman when I was a senior. Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah. And, you know, he's been a guy who's noteworthy since his freshman season. And to see him mature into the type of defensive back that he has become is definitely a pleasure to see and a pleasure to watch. So, again, big ups to him for bouncing back in what could have been a disastrous situation from the fumble. But to really, you know, get back up there and ultimately make some plays that helped him win the game. And, you know, along with those three guys are some other guys who really had important impact. But, you know, ultimately these three were the three who brought home the game and brought home the championship. So Navy finishes their season undefeated and is your 2021 CSFL champion. We go to the other team. Army put up a great fight. Ultimately just couldn't get the job done. Mentioned him a little bit earlier, but junior wide receiver Donovan Mannion essentially kept Army in the game. Ultimately didn't get the touchdown of the day, but the amount of targets that were just thrown his way and the amount of plays that he did make are, again, a testament to the type of athlete he is and the type of player he's going to be next season. Again, primarily plays in the slot, and he's just been a matchup nightmare all season. But even in this game, like I say, he got the six receptions, but I think they targeted him probably 10 or 11 times. One play really sticks out in my head. It wasn't a catch, but he was running up the seams. Might have been breaking for a corner, or maybe he crossed the formation. I forget the exact play and how it was set up, but he was pushing vertical, and he had three defenders on him. He had Adam Weisenfels, whatever corner was guard, whatever outside backer was covering him, or safety was covering him in the slot, and then a linebacker who flipped back, you know, past that middle read zone, that hooked the curl zone on that side. Ultimately didn't make the play, but to command that much attention through the duration of the game and in that particular play is just a testament to the type of ball player that he is. And again, he single-handedly kept them in the game. No other receivers really, you know, did anything. A couple of the biggest plays for some of the other guys were just defensive holding calls or defensive pass interference that gave them the ball, gave them the first down. But nobody legitimately made like a play on the ball other than Mannion. He's without a doubt their best receiver. He has been all season, and no doubt in my mind he will be next season as well. So definitely big ups to him. Despite the loss, he went out there and showed that he's going to be one of the better players that this league has to offer. Quarterback play wasn't really there for Army today. Ultimately helped Navy secure the win. Senior quarterback JC Watson didn't have the best day. He ended his career actually on the bench after being pulled midway through the second. Got another shot in the third, and ultimately his day was over. His career was over as well. He threw for 30 yards and one interception. Sophomore quarterback Mikael Wilkie, the Wilkie era has started at Army. He's played throughout the year, some sparing time, but also some legitimate time. Definitely showed type of quarterback, caliber quarterback that he can be. And ultimately, when he entered the game, Army did show some more life. He ended the game with 92 passing yards. He also struggled throwing two interceptions, but he added 21 rushing yards and then the lone touchdown of the day. So Wilkie will definitely be, you know, barring any unforeseen circumstances, should be QB1 next season. And throughout the year, he has shown the type of quarterback he can be. Definitely has a live arm, definitely has a big body, is capable enough, and when it comes to running the football, to keep the defense honest. And I'm anxious to see what a career will look like from the young quarterback as he goes into next season. Defensive side of the ball was ultimately the stars of the day for Army. Kept them in the game up until the very end. Senior linebacker David Dickerson, who's had a fantastic year, finished his last game with 12 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Again, he is one of the guys who's one of the better players in the CSFL, one of the better players for Army offense or defense, and ultimately should be a guy to leave a lasting impact, a part of the program, despite, you know, having the COVID year last year and not playing so much a sophomore year. What he did in one season was very, very admirable and, you know, cannot go without being mentioned as one of the spectacular seniors finishing their careers this year. Junior defensive lineman Brendan Windsor had a great game as well. He finished with 11 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and a half a sack. And he's definitely been one of my favorite players to watch throughout the year. You know, I'm a stickler for defensive line play, you know, particularly on the edge. But as an interior defensive lineman, there are lots of things I appreciate and enjoy watching. And he's going to be one of the better defensive linemen in the league next season, without a doubt. Was one of the better ones this year, but having Alex Sebeski on the outside of him and having the linebacker core that he did definitely helped him out. But he is going to be one of the better interior defensive linemen, defensive tackle, nose guards types in the league next season. Has the size, has the body, has the moves, and he should continue a long line and tradition of great defensive line play at Army. So I'm very excited for the young man to see what he can do in a senior season next year. So Army finishes their season as the CSFL North champions and the runner-up for the CSFL championship. Again, I went to see this game. It was a great atmosphere, decent weather, a little bit of rain added some atmosphere as well. Got the opportunity to talk to some of the players after the game for Navy. Got the opportunity to talk to some Mansfield guys as well since they were hosting. Always a joy to talk to the guys, players, current, former, coaches, current, former. Just, you know, talking CSFL ball and just talking the ups and downs of the program and the season and, you know, the outlook for next year. Looking forward to it. This was a spectacular season. One of the best seasons in recent memory. I know they may seem like some recency bias, but when you look at the competitiveness across the league, the parity, the records that got broken and reset this year, some of the all-time greats who are graduating and leaving their programs, who left a impact that will never be forgotten at their in their particular programs. Look at some of the names who come through the league at each of these programs and the things they've done. This was definitely one of the best seasons in recent memory in CSFL history. So I think the sky's the limit. We're going to get better and better. See these teams and programs getting better and better. These players and coaches getting better and better. It's definitely a joy to watch. And we will continue to cover the rise of Sprint football. And these players and coaches who deserve the recognition. The next season should be even more fantastic with the MSFL having their inaugural season, the Midwest Sprint Football League. Looking forward to that. I'm definitely going to up my workload. You know, that'll be 7 or 8 games any given Friday or Saturday, as opposed to like 3 or 4 any given Friday or Saturday. So definitely going to test my mentals next season. But we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done regardless. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected. So we're going to get it in. And looking forward to going out to a game, MSFL game. I'm not sure where I'm going to go. Maybe Kentucky, maybe Illinois, somewhere in between where they have all those teams at. But definitely going to get to a game out there next year. Definitely going to fly, not driving. Drove to Mansfield. That was 3.5 hours up, 3.5 hours back. That's pretty much my limit. Definitely not driving to Kentucky. Definitely not driving to Illinois. But I wouldn't mind hopping on a plane to go out there. So looking forward to covering that league, those amazing teams, schools, and players next season. As for the hub for the rest of the fall, you know, we do our all CSFL hub teams, first, second, and third team. Those will be coming out, you know, around the all conference league time of year. Also be giving away our Offensive Player and Defensive Player of the Year awards. Looking forward to that. A lot of strong candidates for both of those awards. And as well as just, you know, highlighting some of the impressive seniors who, as I mentioned, rewrote some of these records, program staples, who will be the type of guys that the program look to in terms of pedigree and expectation for certain positions. So honoring some of those guys who will be making their way out of the CSFL this year. So those are just some of the things to look forward to. You know, we're always doing content, articles, videos, pictures, flicks, things like that. So stay on the lookout for all those things. If you've been listening all year loyally, we thank you for your patronage, listening, supporting the page, the Hub podcast, website, Twitter, Instagram. Always appreciate the love, the support. It's been a crazy amount of support we've gotten this year. Feels like we get bigger and better every single season, every single year. So we're going to continue that trend. We're just going up and up from here. You know, got to show the world what Sprint football has to offer, what these athletes have to offer, what these programs have to offer, and just the level of competition and the level of ball and the product that's put on the field week in, week out in this league. So thank you, all players who participated in CSFL this year, all you coaches, all you program directors, athletic coordinators, trainers, graduate coaches, graduate students helping out, managers, anybody I would have missed who helped, you know, make your particular university have a successful season this year. Thank you for all that you do behind the scenes that allow the players to play and the coaches to coach. So on that note, again, this was our last review of the season. Again, thank you for all listening. Stay on the lookout for some of the things that we have going on in the next coming weeks. On that note, as always, I'm your host, Kyle. Been a successful CSFL season. Thank you for listening. Catch you next time. Peace.